Good evening, Zimbabwe. Welcome to Live Talk, The Connection, a platform where we discuss issues affecting young people. We are coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. This Tuesday, April the 11th, 2023, I am Tungameli Nkomo. Tonight, we are probing whether political parties have selected enough young people to represent their growing demographic in this year's general elections. This after the ruling ZANU-PF party conducted its primary elections last month, while the opposition Citizens Coalition for Change, or CCC, is wrapping up its selection process this week. But first, an update on the commencement in South Africa of hearings by the Pretoria High Court today, following a challenge against the termination of the Zimbabwe exemption permits by South African Home Affairs Minister Aaron Motsoaledi. The permits for the 178,000 holders will not be renewed when they expire on June 30, a development that prompted three civil society organizations to mount a court challenge on behalf of the affected Zimbabweans. These petitioners are the Helen Suzman Foundation, the Zimbabwe Exemption Permit Holders Association, and the Zimbabwe Immigration Federation. Their cases will be heard simultaneously. The Helen Suzman Foundation kicked off the hearings today with its lawyers arguing the termination of the special Zimbabwe permits was unlawful, adding claims by the South African government that the economic situation had improved in Zimbabwe was caught unsubstantiated. The organization asked the court to rule that the permits may never be terminated. Lee Chonanjani, Zimbabwe Omuhle, siyahlangana kuhlelo lwabasakhulayo, uhlelo The Connection. Namhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lokuthi amabandla ezombusazwe aphe abasakhulayo na ithuba lokuthi bancintise kukhetho lwalonyaka, bedinga ukuba ngamakhansila, amalunga ephalamende kumbe yena umongameli. Kodwa singakangeni lapho ke siphathe udaba lwenkantolo yePretoria High Court kwele South Africa. Yona eqale namuhla ukuhluza udaba olukhwezwe zinhlanganiso ezintathu ezifuna kulahlwe isinqumo sikahulumende walelo lizwe esokwesula ama-permits abeZimbabwe abawaphiwe ngomnyaka ka-2009. Amagqwetha amela inhlanganiso ye-Helen Suzman Foundation acele inkantolo le ukuthi ivimbe ukwesulwa kwama-permits la ekupheleni kwawo mhla ka-30 ngoNhlangula. Amagqwetha la athe isinqumo lesi asikho emthethweni njalo akufanelanga ukuthi abantu laba baxoshwe kule South Africa ngoba sebegxile impande kulelo lizwe ngemva kokuhlala okwesikhathi eside kanje. Kwaziwa ibatereri be Studio 7, nasi muchirongwa che Live Talk, The Connection. Tiri kutarisa nyaya yekuti mapato ezvematongero enyika ari kupa here vechidiki mukana wekukwikwidza zvine mutsindo musarudzo dzegore rino. Asi chekutanga timbotarisa nyaya yedare rePretoria High Court muSouth Africa, iro ratanga kuzeya nyaya yakakwidzwa nemasangano akazvimirira oga matatu ayo ari kupikisa chisungo chehurumende yekuSouth Africa chekuti magwaro eZimbabwe special permits achaguma kushanda kupera kwemwedzi wachikumi. Magweta erimwe remasangano aya reHelen Suzman Foundation audza dare kuti chisungo ichi hachina maturo uye akumbira vatongi vedare kuti vatonge kuti hazvigoni kuti magwaro aya amiswe nehurumende yekuSouth Africa. And as the hearings went on virtually, activists for the anti-immigrants organization Operation Dudula were picketing outside the court, saying they want foreigners out of their country. Libazwileke labo ngabe Operation Dudula bebetshengisela phandle kwenkantolo ye-South Africa ePretoria. Besithi abeZimbabwe abalamaphepha asephelelwa isikhathi kumele baphume baphele kulelo lizwe. And now, here is an official of Operation Dudula speaking to our reporter, Tuso Kumalo.
So another reason is funa ukuthi bahambe babuyele emakhaya ukuthi bathathe imisebenzi yama South Africans like abalethi any special skill basebenza baba abo driver bama truck and yet akusho special skill umuntu owu driver kungathathi umuntu wase South Africa a drive but because bona baba exploit ama company aba exploit labantu umuntu ongaphandle wakwazi ukuthi asettle less for 1000 rand per month yet umuntu ala South Africa because umthetho uthi uzokumela abhadale 5000 but bona bakwazi ukuthatha less amount so
That's an official of the organization Operation Dudula. Kuluma lenta telizindaba yetu Tuso Kumalo pandle kwenkantolo ye Pretoria High Court lamhlanje. And the hearings will resume tomorrow. Libazwile ngelapho abe Operation Dudula abathabe Zimbabwe kumele baphume baphele kwele South Africa ngoba ngokusho kwabo babathathela imisebenzi hanzi nebe Operation Dudula bekuZimbabwe banemagwaro akusvika kwamvura yacheka makumbo ngavadzokere kunyika yavo nekuti hanzi nebe Dudula vari kutorera zvizvarwa zveZimbabwe mabasa. Let's take a short break.
In times of change, when the world seems uncertain, and what we hear doesn't reflect what we see, we seek the truth. When we are told only part of the story, we lose trust. In moments of crisis, our dreams, hopes, and wishes for a better tomorrow depend on a free press. At Voice of America, we bring you the stories that people take risks to see. We connect the world and unite it with truth. At Voice of America, we show you the whole picture.
For those just joining us, this is Live Talk, The Connection, coming to you live from Studio 7 at the Voice of America in Washington. And our main topic tonight, we are talking about youth representation in the forthcoming general elections. We are streaming live on our Facebook pages, VOA Shona, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Ndebele. We are also live on YouTube at VOA Zimbabwe. And to discuss this issue, the issue of youth representation as we go towards the 2023 elections, we are now joined by our guest. That's Stephen Chuma, youth spokesperson of the opposition CCC. Brian Ngube of ZAPU, he is the deputy spokesperson of that party, and Mr. Frido Murechu. of the ruling ZANU-PF. He's the youth chairman for ZANU-PF in Bulawayo. Gentlemen, good evening and welcome to Live Talk. Let me start off with you, Mr. Murechu, because you were the first, your party was the first to conduct its primary elections. Would you say, as young people in ZANU-PF, you feel that you are adequately represented? Many young people were selected or elected in your primary elections. Are you satisfied?
Thank you very much. We are really satisfied as a youth in ZANU-PF that the youth are really well represented in the primary elections. We are well represented in the primary elections that we held. For example, we use the example in Zimbabwe, local government, out of 29 votes, 18 youth were successful, so 18 out of 29. Then in Parliament, out of 12, I'm talking 4 out of 12, and the other 2, to make it 6, they are still very little because they're just well about maybe some year or 2 above 35. So I just say it's at 50-50 in terms of MPs and in terms of local government, it's like 18 over 29. So in terms of representation, we are very fairly represented in the very best that the party really gave us an opportunity to contest in these elections, and the youth really delivered, and they are well represented.
Thank you there, Mr. Murechu. Those are encouraging numbers coming from ZANU-PF in Bulawayo. We are sure Ubaba Murechu uti phakathi kwabafuna ukuba ngamakansila bangu 29, abasakhulayo abakhethwayo kuZANU-PF bangu 13. Then kuma ilunga italile parliamente uthi kulabatsha 4 to 6. Abazancintisa sizwe abe-triple C ukuthi bona bami njani. Ndibuye kwamuri bachuma umnumzana Sakhozi Chuma, isikhulumelo saba sakhulayo kubandla le-triple C, and ukuthi bachuma Sakhozi Chuma ndiwo mtawuriri webechidiki mubato re-triple C. Bachuma manzwa bamureshi beZANU-PF bari kutaura nemafigures kuBulawayo. Wongo tinozwa kuti bato renyu richiri kusarudza asi makupedza chirongwa ichi. You are wrapping up. But so far mungati sevechidiki muri kugutsikana here kuti vakawanda venyu vari kupuwa mukana wekukwikwidza musarudzo dzegore rino.
Thank you. Makadini atereri listeners. We as people see, we are very much excited and we are very much happy with the candidate selection process thus far. Why are we happy? We are happy because our party, which is a citizen-driven party, takapamka na kuma citizens kuti chirongwa chema citizens, chirongwa people see, chirongwa chema citizens, courage kuti Minuosa anangwa amekipate Zimbabwe, minuosa anangwa amgari, minika mnume Zimbabwe. Ano kwa nisa kuenda jino mira opamberi, pewa agari, achikundira kuti apani pachirongwaji kusarzo kama kande. Chirongwaji shikana kanda chikuti sede eno nomination process. Kwa kuti wagari pachawo wano saruta, minu ano na vislene edi, sexy kana gender. Zora kuti hazinezi mkazi ere, ilimibiki ere, kena utunuma kore api. Wagari, pachaya wanungo sarzote. Ayo wako kubile ino ii, kufili zora kutu mindano kwa sabu timiria. Zora kutu lechibiki wane mkana waka kurisi ya kwazo. Uye lechibiki wakati wana mkana waka kurisi ya kwazo. Mungi churu kwa churu mneshe ni profet. Tumewa churu kwa churu kwa mneshe ya kutu ya gari. Kena unara wote note ayo wa ili mwanaki kwa mazakari shakati. Ili ya kubote ya timiria. Chirongwa chakanakira pakuti vechidiki ndo vakawanda munyika. Zvoreva izvo kuti vechidiki pamuchaona pachazoitwa kushambadza kana kutaurwa kwemazita abudirira panomination, muchaona kuti vechidiki vanenge vakawanda. Chaifanira kuti chaitwa nhasi. asati na kujibidia kia kia kwa maazo wa mashu mashu matati ilai asati na kuhuza mwine Zimbabwe mpokiti wechi biki Zimbabwe yose naka kwanisa kuja wachipati kipita mchirongwa ichi wachisaru zao wano wano fungi zira kuti wano fangira kwa nilinia zira uto wechi biki mwende wakawanda dila nga wachisaru za sakati notari sila kuti kwa mazita cha mwende kwa mwende mwende kwa mwende wechi biki wakawanda cha inju wachangu wari kuparamend wano wachangu wari kukante wano wachangu wari kupia rema zimai kwa mwchete niki pia rai wachimiririna wechi biki mwishibesho au
I will thank you there, Vachuma. And also, please do stay on the line as I bring in Mr. Brian Ngube, Deputy Spokesperson for Ibandla leZaphu. Nomzana Ngube, I'm sure you are hearing abanye kuZanu PF la ku Triple C. Lina kuZaphu kuminjani? Lina tabasakhulayo. Baphiwa ithuba elaneleyo yini njalo ungaba lamafigazi ongasipha wona ukuthi hayi nxa selikhethile selikhetha abangakhi.
Yes, uyabonga ngaleli thuba elinike lona. Bekuthanda ukulazisa ukuthi njengebandla leZaphu we are still in the process of electing our candidates. We haven't finished so far, but what I can say is as youth in Zaphu, we are happy with the involvement of the youth in the party. If you look at our cell executive, it's the only structure that is balanced between the youth and the elderly. Looking at our SP is also the young secretary general of a political party in the country. So it gives us motivation that Zaphu is open to young people and is open for leadership renewal. And this thing all is that now we have threatened in the past during the times of the late Dumiso Tabengo. It was an emphasis that every position in the national executive should be deputized by a youth if there is no youth that has been elected in that position. So we have been standing for a very long time advocating for youth participation. We are not doing it for elections only because what we have noted in the past is that other political parties are using politics of patronage, especially using the youth to push their agenda rather than the development of the youth. So ours is their credibility and it's not politics of patronage. We are not doing it for cosmetic. Thank you.
So we are ukuthi liphakathi kokukhetha Ncube likhangelela ukuthi all right lizaqeda lolu hlelo nini njengoba ama elections ukhetho solusondele plus bona abasakhulayo likhangelela ukuthi bathole isabelo esinganani kwabazancintisa.
Yes, ukhetho ethulu conduct kuma branches. Ama branches yiwo azasho ukuthi bafuna bani ngoba unlike amanye ama political parties we don't go for primary elections as Zaphu. Ama candidates ethu avuya from ama branch but iposition ye party is ama youth ahambe phambili. So ekupheleni kwalenyanga siyabe sesile full list yama candidates enguzwa khathesi kuma branches lama action across the country, I was at Lama youth, I'm saying, Uma, as a standard for Israel.
Siyabonga ba sangoti bata ino inefenyuro yeru zizi inefenyuro ye studio 7 uye tripashirongwa che live talk the connection uselo lwabasa kulayo namhlanje si ubuza abezombusazwe ukuthi vakhethe abasakhulayo abaneleyo yini ukuthi bancintise ekukhetho oluzayo and kuhlelo we have Brian Ncube oweZaphu, Steven Sarkozy Chuma owe Triple C lo Freedom Murechu vano abezano PF ndizokera kwa muri va Murechu wongo mafigaza matipa ekublawayo arikuratidza kuti haiwa vechidiki vari kupuwa mukana mubato renyu rezanu PF hamheno kuti mafigures ayo angava achirepresenta the national picture kana kuti chii but tinombonzwa vamwe vachichema-chema mubato renyu kuti vechidiki havazi kupuwa mukana izvo zvakapa kuti tione pachiita G40 movement saka mungati bato renyu here is really moving towards renewal yevechidiki richipa vechidiki mukana izvo zvatichawana in the near future vachipuwa mukana yekupindawo mucabinet nezvimwe zvinzvimbo zviri pamusorosoro kwete kungoperera kumakanzura kana kuti kuparliament
nyakuzva ipati yese zanu p f is the part of the past the future and the present and loko sikwenza njengovanda hasisi kuti sinikuta vadala tiyahlanganisa avantu avadala so that tive tikhaise because vava vakazitavhela ngapa ihlanganise the present okuyitsutsuma mahuti kunjalo siyisapa yelizwe lethu so amathuba siyawanikwa njengabatsha abasakhulayo kuzanu p f ukuthi sikhonteste not kuparliament only ngu m p only njengoba ubuzile ngendaba yekhabinethi uzanenza ukuthi ukhabinethi ezilileyo kumbe yena le khona kube nama-utis ambalwa aphenda ngumongameli ukuthela ngama-ministers velatio comrade mswere velatio comrade mangalito ndevu velatio for cast coventry asingakhethi zomhlobo ukuthi umuntu umhlobo bani in terms of colour or race asingawukhangeliya ngawo so amathuba sibili siyaniwa njengabantu abasakhulayo kwi-zanu p f ayisuke ukuthi xa i-zanu p f ayikhangeli ipartne or niwa registrate we are being given the champion and we are taking the chances and kunjalo akuna fithi yokuthiwa iyareziva for the youth because abantu siyafanana ephathini sidlala endima ezijejeneyo okufuneka kona umuntu omdala uyazikhanyela kumbe umuntu omdala engama laye uyavotela umyouth en uyavotela umuntu ongumama laye en uyavotela so ama-figures engitshele wona arepresenta country wide zona mbelisi ama-youth amaningi amile asikumile sili bacontesta kuparliament bacontesta kuma-m ts kumbe bawina arenethi abantu azekhontestana labo ngokudala ama-youth ajale ukhala sisa kusingekazi imali singafunika amathuba okuthi lathi sicontest ba-return around ama-youth anika ithuba not just return around olalonge sisayise amathuba but abantu bengasukumeli phezulu but isipeshala kwalonyaka hhayi ama-youth asukumile sibili ngobuningi wabo bacontesta ndizanenzelekuthi abantu ababekhona kuphalamet zamkhe abaningi bakhona baku-selector government babe ngama-youth
siyabonga mrechu and please do stay on the line ndidzokere kwamuri vachuma as the triple c can you make a case to voters to the electorate in 2 minutes why should they vote you guys into power
thank you first when we talk about the issue of youth empowerment we are the first kind of party that we have shown that my youth and from the Kinga Mira is possible. We have seen it. We are the first political movement which has a president at the age of 40, which is the first time that I'm a president in Zimbabwe, you know, and I'm a Korari party party. We are going to start to go on a Madara, which is the speaker of the president. Then if you look at the interim structure at Imayo, Munona Fazama, Ranima 35 years, Ranam Koma Osalos, Ranima 28 years, Shira is of no, it is in Bato, not as a Kiroba, Kutrimanja, Kirinua, Ibato, Nobaki, Rianaki, Diki, Akira Mirira. And also, if you look at our politics, we have to get to know, we have to get to go to America, Nikibiki, Rasmato, Ano, Anasa, Arbasa. Atinogara mumabridge atinyaya dzakanaka tisise tatitaura nyaya idzodzo makaona bato rezanu p f ritipikisa kuti haiwa vanotaura nyaya dzegoridhe tiri kubiwa ngavasungwe zoreva izvo kuti paritiotikatarisa munyaya dzemaelections pangori nebato rine cheke riri kumirira kodzero dzevanhu
Thank you, Deva Chuma. Bata Magadaron Boturam Terere, as it named Terere Parunari. Wagadia Com Terere. Aywa, Tinofara, Munem Vunzo, Vunzaiti, Zepachidimbu.
Thank you there,
Mkoma. Vachuma, you have 30 seconds. Pindurai Hansi say, Musna Zamoru Kweita Nenya Askar.
Makaona kinyora cha tripita kichichina pamchoro kwa kishina kwa askala ati ya ingo ripo ndiye kutizami kia chumukuti mwono kutu wako ndiye akasunga wa askala kiriteza kutakupa mosha kumumu aliku chene rafiru andi aliku niru wa mosha wano nifana kutiyo wako nye wa askala wa kutipisi nukuti wa askala wa nukuti wa kutipisi wa askala wa kutipisi afiku wa askala wa mwake urimende uchi nili ya mnangaba.
Thank you, Deva Chuma. I'm sorry, Ubata Muromo, Times News of Famba, but please do stay on the line. Inqobe ngizekuwe kungani abantu bemele belivotele njengezaphu ngamafitshane isikhathi sesambi.
Yes. Njengebandla lezaphu ngiyakholwa ukuthi uZulu uyakuthi yikho esabisa inkululeko elizweni leZimbabwe and ungakhangela sekhona kwezombusazwe ku-government ilizwe lalini indlela ngoba ubukhokheli bethu babuqotho ubukhokheli obukhulu kwamanje buqotho we are a government in waiting. We are a people-centered organization. If you look at our modus operandi, we are not in politics of grandstanding, but our primary concern is people. That's why you see this issue of Al Jazeera, it's surprising to see other political parties jumping, but this is what we've been preaching to people. This is what we've been trying to make them see. But we know who could to open the government. In general, we're on record several times challenging Kona local Panzulua.
Siabonga,
Mkomana 63%.
Mnumzana Murechu, umongamelu mnangaku wina ngengaki?
Umongamelu wina ngomba 80%.
that's a whitewash there. Thank you very much, gentlemen. And that brings us to the end of our show. We would like to thank all our guests. And of course, you're the viewers and listeners at home. Alizwile lapho besilo Brian Ncube, Zapu, deputy spokesperson, Stephen Sarkozy Chuma, youth spokesperson of the opposition CCC, and Mr. Freedom Mureshu, of the youth chairman of ZANU PF, Komlawayo. Kwamele, Olivalelisayo, Imi Ontunga Milinkoma, Gunai Zimbabwe.